I'm going to be one of your hosts today, and my name is Subhashini.
Hello, I'm Jackson. I'm part of the Logitives, and I'm so happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I'll be your third and final host for this very special edition of the Berwick Lodge Student Hour. We decided to name our show Logitives. There's a great story behind our name that I think we should share with you.
Can I please tell it? Because it was my idea, technically.
Well, it was also mine.
No, technically it was mine.
What do you mean by that? Technically, I came up with a tremendous idea.
It was my idea in the first place.
Yeah, I finished it off.
Well, it was technically me.
Well, technically.
Stop! This is no way to start a show. I'm so sorry, listeners. We usually don't argue. It's just that it's an awesome name and we all wanted to share the story. I think I should do the honours.
That's not fair. I protest.
I'm agreeing with Jackson on this one.
Finally you agree. But now, as group leader, I'm pulling rank and I shall tell the story. Well, it all started when we were deciding the name for our show. We wanted something catchy, but we also wanted something to explain who we are. We knew we wanted three hosts and Laura came up with three lodges and Jackson came up with the three musketeers.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
We liked them both, so we combined them together, hence the name Logitears. We've got a great show for you today. We have some games like Guess the Sound. We have a quiz and some groundbreaking interview.
We have a riveting discussion about animals and some exciting events that are happening at our school.
So stay tuned. We have an exciting show for you today. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the Logitears Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
Welcome back. You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM, the Berwick Lodge Student Hour, and you're listening to the Logitears, a very special 5-2 production. You were just listening to Let Me Love You by Neo, a song chosen by Jackson.
Love that song. Before we get into the games, we've got some groundbreaking news to discuss to share with you today.
To present our news, we have our very own news presenter, Victoria.
This is the Berwick Lodge News Update.
You're listening to Berwick Lodge News Update. It's Wednesday the 14th of November 2012. It's just gone past 2 o'clock and I'm Victoria, your very special Logitears news reporter. As I'm speaking, Lightning Prem should be finishing. We have 9 teams made up of 1 cricket, 2 basketball, 2 rounders, 2 volley stars and 2 softball teams attending the annual Summer Olympic Lightning Prem. Let's hope they all win and bring back flags. Our rounders team is undefeated and the defending champions of the premiership flag for both A and B teams. Miss Tan, our teacher, is unfortunately away today as she has gone to Lightning Prem to defend this title. She is very passionate about rounders. If you're listening, Miss Tan, go Rounders!
Yay! Go Rounders!
And all the other teams, of course.
I hear our basketball teams are also very strong and in with a good chance of winning.
Yay! Go basketball!
Can we get back to the news, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Victoria. Back to the news. Go news.
Yeah. Well, also in Berwick Lodge, prep transition starts next week. That means all of next year's little preps, which means they're in kindergarten right now, means they will be coming to school for their very first time.
Like Victoria's sister who came for the program last year.
Oh yeah, I remember Lizzie. She was so cute and she still is.
Yeah, she's okay, but she can be a bit naughty. She likes to wake me up at 5 a.m. on weekends, but doesn't wake up for school.
Hey, great idea. Why don't we get Lizzie into our show and get her perspectives on being a prep this year?
Yeah!
That's a great idea. Okay, let's pause Berwick Lodge News Update while I go get Lizzie.
What a great idea.
You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the Logitech Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM, where the Logitech, the first show for 5T.
We've got a very special visitor as part of our Berwick Lodge News Update segment.
Our news reporter, Victoria, has kindly invited her little sister, Lizzie, to come in.
Yes. We were just discussing how next week in Berwick Lodge Primary School, our prep transition program will be starting. It was just last year. It seems more like yesterday that my sister Elizabeth, or Lizzie, was just coming to these prep transition sessions.
Hi Lizzie, how are you today?
Good.
Thank you for joining our show today. So were you nervous about going to prep?
No.
Why weren't you nervous?
I don't know why.
Was it because Victoria was there?
No.
Well, Lizzie, has it been easy to make friends in prep?
Yes.
Why has it been easy?
Because I know lots of people.
And has it been easy to make friends with your teacher?
Yes.
What's your favourite specialist?
Sport.
Why?
Because you get to do lots of things.
What are you good at?
Running.
Why?
Because you get to go really fast.
What has been the hardest thing about being in prep this year?
I don't know.
What are you looking forward to in grade one?
Making new friends.
You are a wonderful prep person, and hopefully more people want to come to our school because you've shared your experiences. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Thanks, Lizzie. You're very brave and courageous for being on our show.
Well, maybe you'd like to take her back to her classroom, Victoria. Thank you so much for coming, Lizzie.
Thanks, Lizzie. She's so cute, isn't Please. She?
Well, she is. You know, you were prep once too.
I'm sure you would have been so cute.
No, I wasn't. I was not cute. I was a naughty kid in prep. I got like 50 sad cards in the whole year.
Uh-oh, I got a great prep story to share.
Ah, memories.
This is the Berwick Lodge Student Hour on KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back.
We're back. You're listening to the Logitech on 97.7 FM, KC Radio, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. We were just having a discussion with Lizzie, Victoria's cute little sister from prep.
She was so brave to come on our show. It can be a bit scary to speak into a microphone in front of a whole bunch of grade fivers when you're in prep. Our radio show studio is fantastic, but just for a prep speaking for the first time, it can be a little scary.
Absolutely. I completely agree that our radio show room is awesome. The radio showroom gives us a great outlet to discuss important issues. Speaking of which, there are a few issues I would like to discuss.
Wait, I've got a great story to share. I've got a great story of when I was in prep. Speaking with Lizzie just brought back so many memories of me.
But I've got an important issue to discuss.
My story flows on from Lizzie's interview. It makes sense for me to speak now.
But I've restarted the introduction, so technically I should go next.
But I was going to share my story, but then we cut to a song.
Yes, technically. But I've already moved on, technically.
Guys, we are not doing this again. Listeners, you can see why it is important to have a leader to mediate in the trio her scenario. Hence, it shall be I again. Well, I think we should listen to Laura's story first, then we shall move on to Jackson's important issue.
Yay!
Aww.
It's a great story, Jackson, and besides, I'm sure you'll have prep stories to share.
I guess so. I thought it was interesting how many sad cards I got in prep, especially seeing I had Mrs. Cusack as my prep teacher.
Okay, I better tell my story. Before for Jackson hijacks the segment too. I hope Miss Carlisle's not listening. When I was in prep, I got nervous because I kicked someone's lunchbox onto the ground on purpose, and I got into trouble because someone told me off. Miss Carlisle came out, and because I was so nervous, I accidentally peed on Miss Carlisle's shoe.
No!
It was a bit embarrassing for me. Then the next day, while I was eating my snack, my teacher, Mrs. Winderbank, asked me over to her table to tell her what happened, and then after that, I got 2 SAG cards. I was a bit embarrassed because in those days, 2 SAG cards was a lot. So that's my prep story.
That is an awesome prep story. I think if Mrs. Carwell was listening, she'd have a laugh too.
That's a pretty awesome story, Laura.
Thanks, Jackson. Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't we get some callers in to share about their prep experiences?
What a great idea, Laura. Yes, please call now if you have some stories to share.
What about my important issue, you guys?
Jackson, we'll get onto it after a couple of callers. Look, we've got one right now.
But.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
Oh, fine.
Hi, my name is Nathan, first time caller, long time listener. I'm loving the show. You guys, keep up the good work.
Oh, that's so... Thanks, Nathan. We're so glad you called. So do you have a great prep story to share like I did?
Sure do. During my prep, my mum made me wear glasses and they didn't suit my eyes. And so when Miss Tan called me out to read the board...
Oh, you had Miss Tan?
Yes, sure did.
Yeah, she is awesome, isn't she?
Yes, she is an awesome teacher. Whatever Miss Tan made me read the board, it was too blurry, so I had to take off my glasses so I could actually read the board. That's it.
Thanks, a great story. Thanks for sharing, Nathan. So, do you still wear glasses?
Not anymore. We figured out I didn't need them.
That was a pretty good story. Reminds me of the time when I was playing with my friend James, and he stole one of my favourite toys that I brought to school. So I called him a big mean poo, and he went to tell the yard teacher, and I got in trouble. Then when I went inside, Mrs. Cusack said the yard teacher had told her what I had done to James, and Miss Cusack gave me 2 SAG cards that made me sit on the SAG mat.
Oh, looks like we've got another caller.
I was just in the middle of my story.
Caller number 2, you're on the air. What's your name and story?
Oh, fine.
Hi, I'm Luton. I have a different type of experience because I was in England. I just came to Australia a few months ago.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic, Leighton. I'd love to hear your story.
Well, in England, prep is called reception. Nursery is like kindergarten. Sometimes I was really naughty in reception. There was a water bowl and you could put sand in there, and I used to flick it out at all the other kids. I threw the rubber toys and sometimes I stole people's other toys.
Leighton!
Yeah, I was pretty naughty. They had a sad chair in a corner and you had to sit there for 5 minutes, so I had to sit there quite a bit.
That's an awesome story, Leighton. You don't seem like a naughty boy anymore.
That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing your story, Leighton. Just before you go, I'm just wondering how you find school here in Berwick Lodge now that you've moved schools and countries.
I find it more fun, like there's more things to do and there's more space. I've made lots of new friends and they've showed me around the school and helped me. Australia is a lot warmer than England and I'm missing the rain already. Christmas this year will be a bit different because we normally have snow in England, but I'm happy to be in Australia anyway.
That's so cool, Leighton. Well, we love having you in 5T, and you add a great element to our classroom.
Yeah. This has been a...
This is Berwick College Student
Hour on KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back.
And we're back. That was Guy Sebastian and Luke Fiasco singing Battle Scars. You're listening to the Logiteers, the first group from 5T. We've been having some fantastic prep stories. You know what? I've realised we haven't finished our Berwick Lodge news update.
I can see where this is going. What about my important issue we just need to discuss?
Right after the news.
Well, there are more important issues in the news, I guess.
We're back with your special Logiteers news reporter, Victoria. I've pretty much covered what's going on at Berwick Lodge, so I thought I would talk about some world news. Just so happened, while we were learning about natural disasters at school, there was actually a rather big one in the world last week. Hurricane Sandy, a tropical cyclone, swept through the Caribbean and up east coast of the United States in late October. The storm has left dozens dead, thousands homeless, and millions without power. Total damage is expected to be in the billions of dollars.
Yep, it's so sad. Last time I heard, 146 people have died.
That's horrible. I was so devastated when I heard the news.
What's going to happen to all those people with their homes and stuff like that?
Well, there's lots of different relief agencies that people can donate and give money to, because they will need a lot of money to rebuild their homes and societies. In America, they are doing lots of charity concerts and trying to raise as much money as they can.
Well, that's good. Thanks for providing us with the news, Victoria.
Yeah, Americans are really good at coming together when there is a crisis.
Well, maybe we should have a little moment to remember those who have lost their lives.
Thanks. I think that's important, to remember those that we've lost and to give them respect. That's the thing about natural disasters, you can't control them. Looks like we better move on.
You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to Berwick Lodge Student Hour. We're the Logiteers.
We were just in the middle of a great quiz. We have three more awesome questions lined up for you.
Yes, we do. And Super Shirley has the next question.
Yep. Okay, next question. True or false? Miss Tan has been teaching for 8 years at Berwick Lodge. True or false? 50-50 chance, callers.
Well, I'm not sure, but...
Not to be rude or anything, but please make up your mind.
False. Yep, false. My final answer.
Correct. It took you a long time to answer, but at least it's correct.
Next question. How much does the yearbook cost? A, $50, B, $12.50, or C, $25?
Is this the Berwick Lodge Student Hour?
Yes. You have been on air, caller number one.
Good then. I'm calling the right.
Welcome back to the Logiteers on Berwick Lodge Student Hour. You're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM.
Well, it's been fun. And it looks like we're out of time. It's been a great show.
Wait, we didn't get to discuss my important issue.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, Jackson.
I'll try and fit it in right now. This is something I'm very passionate about. My big issue is that I believe animal cruelty is wrong and should be stopped at all costs. It is really unfair that animals are put through so much pain just so we can eat them, so we can experiment on them or use them as items of medicine or clothing, or even furniture like rugs and leather. I don't think that any animal should be caged up.
I do believe that zoos like Melbourne Zoo are doing great things by rescuing animals and putting them into enclosures that's similar to their natural habitat, so that their species will not become extinct. I believe strongly in animal rights and that we as humans need to protect the rights of animals because they can't do it themselves.
Whoa, that's so profound, Jackson. I'm not sure what to say, except that I think you're right.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jackson. That's a great way to end the show.
Thanks, guys. It's just an important issue for me. I feel so much better now that I have had the chance to share my thoughts and feelings.
Now, let's go to our final song for this show. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's been a blast. This is Shouted Out by Rhys Maston. Thanks for listening to The Logiteers. All for one thing. One for all.
So what? You say you got no money, but the kind of classy girls that you're pulling's kind of funny. We're living it up, we're pushing our luck all day and night. Sticking bottles in the sand, making out on the cabanas. Bikinis in the surf, picture perfect all around us. We're laughing it up, we're running amok, no parasite. If you're feeling kinda heavy, hit the sun with your shins and take a ride in my Chevy. We're tearing it up, we're feeling a rush, we're turning around. So baby, hold on tight, gonna rev it up. Living life on the edge ain't dangerous. We're living it up, we're pushing our luck. And pop with the slip. Live it up tonight like we just don't care. Slow it down just a little bit. Bring the roof down just for the hell of it. Bounce with the bass and pop with the slip. Live it up tonight like we just don't care. Yeah, I got my top down. My girl still stunning. She's been running through my mind all day. I just wanna scream out. It's the middle of the summer. Maybe rock and roll is here to stay.
Well, it looks like we have a few more minutes before the news. Listen in again for the next Broglos Student Hour on Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The second group from 5T will be on air to entertain you. And now for a final song. This is Love by Will.i.am.